Jeremiah chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Get up and go down to the potter's house, and I will tell you my message there. So I went down to the potter's house, where he was working at his wheel. When the pot that he was molding was spoiled in the hand of the potter, he reworked it into another pot that was more to the potter's liking. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter did? Says the Lord. Just like the clay in the potter's hands, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel. Sometimes I may announce concerning a nation or a kingdom to uproot, tear down, or destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have announced turns from their evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I was intending to do to it. Sometimes I may announce concerning a nation or kingdom to build and plant it. But if they do what is evil in my sight, refusing to obey my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I was intending to do to it. Now tell the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. I am preparing a disaster against you and devising a plan against you. So turn now everyone from his evil way and improve your ways and your actions. But they will say, It is useless, for we want to follow our own plans, and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of our own evil hearts. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Ask now among the nations, who has ever heard of such a thing? The Virgin of Israel has done a horrendous thing. Does snow ever totally disappear from the rocky slopes of Lebanon? Do the cold waters that flow down from those distant mountains ever dry up? But my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to false gods. They have been made to stumble in their ways, in the ancient roads, to walk in paths on trails that are not even built. Their land will become desolate, a thing resulting in perpetual scornful hissing. Everyone who passes by will be astounded and shake their head in disgust. I will scatter them before their enemy, like an east wind. I will show them my back and not my face in the day of their calamity. Then they replied, Come, and let us devise plots against Jeremiah, for the law will not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us bring charges against him, and let us ignore all his words. Pay attention to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Will evil be repaid for good? Yet they have dug a pit for my life. Remember how I stood before you pleading on their behalf, to turn your wrath away from them. Therefore give their children up to famine. Turn them over to be cut down by the sword. Let their wives become childless and widows. Let their adults die from the plague, and their young men be killed by the sword in battle. Let screams be heard from their houses when you bring raiders suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to trap me and hid snares for my feet. Yet you know, O Lord, all their plots to kill me. Do not forgive their iniquity or blot out their sin from your sight. Let them be overthrown before you. Deal with them while you are angry. Jeremiah chapter 18.